Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. Thank you so much for pressing whatever button you pressed to commence the Holderness Family Podcast.
This is our very favorite thing. And just pro tip. Not even pro tip, just a little inside baseball. I don't even know my idioms that I'm using right now. I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. We had talked about changing the name.
Giving 110%.
I am. So we had talked about changing the name of this podcast because we're like, oh, it's kind of douchey to like have your name.
We should tell people what ideas we had just so, I mean, it is douchey.
It'd be like, oh, here's our name.
And right.
And honestly, let me just say, when people ask, what is the thing, like what would you do differently if you would have started this, when if you had known that this was going to become like what you did, I probably wouldn't have used like our names at all. I would have said Penn and Kim. I wouldn't have used our last name.
We have friends who don't use their names like at all on their social media platforms. Like the Ebbies don't use their actual, like they don't use their names very much in their skits and in their stuff. And like that might have been kind of cool for me to have be like Dirk Brockington. Or something, or
well,
like
not
a cool
a privacy
name.
Thing. It's just that like, no, very creative.
Well, it allows you to have a bit of an alter ego, but I guess for us, we're pretty much the same on camera.
No, and it's
off,
not even so. Like an alter ego thing. It's just because like it's just not very creative. So we may like have like a subline, like a it's you know blank with the Holderness family. So I don't want to give away what we're thinking now, but we've been told by the company we're working with not that we can't change the name, but we may change like the artwork or something.
Did they say we can't change the name?
I'm sorry. They didn't say we can't. They just said we ran an internal focus group.
Can I say something? I think we should let people in more on our like weird stuff that goes on behind the scenes, like, you know, Zoom calls that we have to have about the stitching of our hats.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I think we should tell people more about how that, because I honestly, for the sake of our parents who still don't understand how we make a living doing this.
Well, let me tell you first, thank you for pushing play. And I'm sorry if this part is boring, but thank you for subscribing and leaving reviews. You guys, your reviews, I read them all. Okay. Here is a recent review, which I love. It's from Leave the Nets, and it's titled Y'all Are Doing It. Thanks for being vulnerable in your experiences and opening up your lives to the rest of us. I find myself relating to you and learning something from every episode. Thanks for the laughs and great content. Just thanks for the encouragement. I appreciate that. And thanks for leaving a review. That's very important. Also, we have a voicemail.
We're in the future now, guys. So listen to this, okay? We used to be in the past. We're now in the future.
We have a
telephone line that you forget digital phone call, like, you know, emails and texts. You can actually call us, and we encourage this because if you call our voice line, you can leave a message and we will play it on our podcast.
Well,
and
we may play it, but I will say, we may play it. I will say this though, I listen to all of them.
Yeah.
Because I love hearing your voices, because this is a very one way type of way of communicating. But let me just
the
tell
podcast, you,
the podcast, yeah. even our videos, yeah. it's like us,
everything.
Like, and then you, I have to, no, I always know you guys are there because you leave comments, but I read your comments, but then to hear your voices, I just love it. But here's our podcast line, by the way, 323-364-3929.
And we'll put that somewhere else.
323-364-3929.
Just call us and tell us what's going on. Honestly, like, just tell us, like, if you have a hangnail and it's bothering you. I'm okay to hear about that. We got a phone call from some guy at Google that I'm not sure that maybe he's calling because I've done something
we
wrong.
Were joking. I was like, Kenny, you got a call from a guy at Google. And it was like, his name's not Chris, but it was like,
Chris at Google.
Yeah, he's like, hi, Penn. My name is Chris. I'm with Google. I've been trying to get in touch with you.
Why is Google trying to get in touch? I feel like I've done something
email
wrong.
Email me at Chris at Google. I'm like, if you're just like first name at Google,
you've been
it's
around.
Not Chris. It's not. It's. I'm using it as an example. I'm like, I always joke. Maybe I'm like, when you know, when they ask us to leave the internet, like, this is what I want to do for a living.
So you think Chris is like, Penn, okay,
you're
listen,
done.
And on you're behalf done. Of the internet,
we've asked,
stop.
Yeah,
can just, you go work? Can you move on?
I'm like, I want to work in like an independent bookstore. I'm like, okay, so maybe this is like the internet saying you're done now.
Well, is it? So it's an independent bookstore now. It used to be you wanted to move to Napa and sell jellies and jams on the side of the street.
With all like the grapes that can't be made into wine. Like, I'll just make,
oh, so
like,
with the crappy grapes.
I mean, you add enough sugar and it's fine. But just, okay. like, make pastries. Like, I want to go.
I'm with you.
I want to go to culinary school. I have a lot of stuff I want to do.
I know. You sure do.
I would just like to be, I love what, but I would document it. I would still do this stuff.
But if the internet tells us they're done with us.
Yeah, that I need options. Okay, I want a place, and you haven't heard this. This is a voicemail.
Okay.
I'm going to play
it. Have you heard it?
Yes.
Wait, it needs to be connected to this baby wire if we're going to do this.
Or can I just send it to Max?
No, let's connect it to the wire.
But okay.
You want to pass it over here? So this is the kind of stuff people want to hear. So no. Kim is going to connect her. Can you
pass
me,
baby? Max is going to edit this.
Max, keep this all in. This is great stuff.
Please don't, Max.
This is our voicemail recording.
Hello there. This is Ryan Kurtzlow. I am 12 years old. I live in North Austin, South Carolina. And my question is, this is for Penn, how did you get started on music, and who is your moral support, and do you have any tips on music?
Zion! Thank you for calling and asking. Zion asked me how I got my start in music. I got my start in music in church at a very young age. I went to Sunday school, and there was a music teacher who played music. After that, I joined a church choir. And then I joined something called the North Carolina Boys Choir, which isn't too far away from you, Zion. And we traveled all up and down the Southeast and sang at churches around Christmas time and sometimes in the summer. So I started with vocal music. I got really interested in the piano when listening to my boys choir teacher play the different parts of voices. And I also loved trying to do, like, he would be like, okay, altos now, sopranos now, second soprano now. And I would sing all of the parts. Because I like loved how harmony.
At once? You sang them all at once.
No, but you know, I'm kidding. I'm a multi-harmonic humanoid. No, but when, you know, when everyone else kind of took a break, I loved listening to all the different parts. Mm-hmm. So I had a pretty like good sense of harmonics very early. It's why if you listen like a look at our music, I love doing a lot of harmony. I love doing a lot of acapella. Mm-hmm. So my parents gave me some piano lessons when I was 13. I took jazz piano. Jazz piano is less learning notes and more learning chords and relationships to other chords. The reason why I took jazz piano is, Zion, I can't read music. I can hear it and I can do single notes, but I can't read like a full sheet music for piano.
I know that we ran into trouble recently. I mean, not trouble, because we are working with a cool new brand partner and they asked for the sheet music for the Penn composed. He composed the music for it. And they asked for the sheet music, and he's like, yeah, I don't have that. And they're like, well, we need it to submit to the legal.
Those are
he's
dots.
Like, yeah, I'm going to have to figure out another way to get that to you.
Those are dots. I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
Luckily, I figured it out. But okay, no, so Zion, so it was a combination of of piano and vocals, and I was way more interested in my ear. It was at least more attracted, not so much to what each individual note was, but what the relationship of those notes were to the song that I was hearing. So I took some jazz piano. I just bought a guitar and started learning. Like, I learned like 6 chords, and I learned, Zion, that there's only like 4 or 5 chords.
And you taught yourself guitar?
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
I mean, so that's really all about building up calluses in your hand. And I'm still not that good. And I can't use a pick. Like, I have so many hindrances when it comes to music. But I got really good at basically being able to score an entire song in my head with all the different pieces because I learned about music theory very early. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend music theory, understanding chords, understanding the relationships between major and minor, and how to resolve chords. That's another thing that I learned really early on. And then I did some show choir, really popular with the girls, did some show choir in high school, joined an a cappella band in college, joined a regular band in college. And then over the course of like a 15-year music career, I didn't ever let it get too far away from me.
I have to say, when we started dating, when I first like had conversations with you, the fact that you were a piano player and a musician, it was one of the things that I loved knowing about you, because I grew up in a musical family. It was like the cobbler kid situation. My grandmother was an amazing pianist and a very successful piano teacher. My mother was a music major. She was an amazing pianist and she was a piano teacher. My aunt was a piano teacher. I was surrounded by musicians, yet I was not a musician.
Hang on. I'm just going to interrupt you here. So we were speaking of your grandmother. We were at her funeral last week, and we like when funerals happen, we reminisce. We talk about the past. By the way, this woman was amazing. Her name was Mima. She's awesome. You've probably heard us talk about her. Kim was a rock star at the funeral. She basically delivered the grandchildren's version of the eulogy and absolutely knocked it out of the park. And it was absolutely gorgeous. But the reason I'm telling the story is that Kim was reminiscing, and she's like, yeah, I remember Mima was such a good pianist. I remember when I was a state champion piano player.
I didn't say it like
and
that.
And I was like, what the what?
No, well, part of the eulogy.
You won a state championship. No, you told me that for the first time this weekend.
Okay. And then we're going to get to the topic of our podcast.
No, that's podcasts are all about the journey. We're going to get there eventually. We're not even done with Zion's question yet.
Okay.
But I want to hear how you're a state champion. Well, I was never a state champion.
No, pianist. I mean, that's okay. Okay. So I kind of joked in the eulogy about how much she loved her grandchildren, even though none of us turned out to be great piano players, because she was just such a brilliant piano player. And I was telling Penn, I'm like, yeah, I tried when I was like 8 or 9. My mom taught me, and I went to like this state contest and I like won this thing.
That would be like the second thing I would tell you about myself.
It wasn't like I was in the category with the kids that had been playing since they were 4.
But you were in a category with somebody.
But I just remember I had to go into these rooms, and then they would have these like sight reading, and there was this.
That sounds like a pretty involved contest.
It was. And then you had to go up, and then you played your little piece. I'm like chopsticks, I'm sure.
Kim, that would be like the third thing I would tell you.
Well, I was like,
Met you at a restaurant. Winning state championships are the best thing ever.
I know, but it wasn't like, anyway, I know. So then I stopped. Obviously, I had a talent, so then I stopped.
But you don't, like, we have a piano at our house. I've never seen you sit down and play before. I'm like, I'm worried.
It's intimidating to sit down because you can play.
No, I don't think that's true. I think you're probably better than me, and you just are afraid that I will be so emasculated that I'll never want to talk to you again.
That's not a thing.
So anyway, I don't even know who you are anymore. By the way, Zion, thank you for the question. You asked how I got started in music, and I told you everything. So I'm sorry about all of that. You also asked who my moral support is. It's Kim. It's not even close. It's Kim. She encourages, and I'll tell you this. She encourages my music. She actually takes the time to give me time to work on my music. She one time, this was like a perfect example of what we're going to talk about today. She anticipated my needs and sent me away to a beach place for 3 days to work on music.
Yeah.
So she is my moral support. The key part of that sentence was she anticipated my needs and sent me away to work on my music. What a freaking segue that was.
So we're going to talk about the phrase that has really transformed our relationship recently. You know, we wrote an entire book on the marriage stuff and stuff we learned through just marrying over the past 16 years and then working with a counselor. But the funny thing is, there's still a lot to learn. we're big on, and what we told Christopher when we were going through counseling, I was like, just tell me exactly what to say, which is an odd request, I think. But some of the phrases he gave us really, that we use as catchphrases almost, they really do work. And so there's some duality here. So one of the things we say frequently is mature people ask for what they want. And we wrote, like, we should have it embroidered on pillows. Like, mature people ask for what they want. I'm not a mind reader. You got to tell me what you want. You got to tell me you need time for your music. You got to tell me, like, what you want for dinner. You can't just say, I don't know, anything's fine. Just tell me what you want and it clears through the clutter. But what happens when one of the people in this partnership just doesn't have the brain space to tell you what they want?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Green Chef, the most sustainable meal kit on the market. Green Chef offsets 100% of their plastic packaging, carbon footprint, and emissions.
Plus, their kits are packed with organic veggies and premium protein, so you can feel great about what you're eating.
Everything is pre-portioned, which is important for me because I'm horrible at measuring things, and the recipes are very easy to follow.
Delivered right to your door, so you can avoid the long holiday lines at the grocery store.
Yeah, and you know, the holiday season being what it is, honestly, you're great. You do all the cooking, but it's not like every night we can do this. It's bonkers.
It is. Hey, listen, I take none of it for granted, especially after last year, but that is why getting an affordable, nutritious meal on the table very quickly is so important.
It's a stress reliever, right? Yeah. And we need that. So right now we have an amazing offer for 10 free meals with free shipping.
Go to greenchef.com/holderness10. Use code HOLDERNESS10 to get 10 free meals, including free shipping. This is huge, guys. GreenChef.com/HOLDERNESS. That's like wilderness, but with a hoe. 10. Use code HOLDERNESS10, HOLDERNESS, to get 10 free meals, including free shipping. This podcast is brought to you by Addy, or flibanserin, the FDA-approved little pink pill for certain premenopausal women frustrated by their low sex drive. Ladies, if you're bothered by your low libido, it could be a medical condition called hypoactive sexual desire disorder, or HSDD. And you're not alone. HSDD affects 1 in 10 premenopausal women. And you have options. Visit addyi.com/yes and schedule an online visit today. Use code YES at checkout to find out if Addy could be good for you for only $10. That's YES at addyi.com. And now, because we have to do disclaimers, but Penn wants to make it fun, here's this.
Patty is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past and have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Period. Your risk of severe blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescription over-the-counter or herbal medications or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching, or trouble breathing. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
That's code YES at addy.com. Good job, Ben.
Thanks.
So recently, we talked about my grandmother passing. I had the opportunity to make a couple trips down to visit her. And between the travel and then just some normal family struggles that happen in every house, I just had no brain space left for
anything telling,
and deciding what I needed. It was a very trying time, and I had no brain space to know what I needed for myself. So Penn started saying this phrase, and I want to encourage you to use it in your partnerships as well. It's, I'm anticipating your needs.
Which is a weird thing for me to say, if you know me.
I think you laughed
the first time you heard me say it.
I did. But then you have to pair that with a thoughtful action. You know, you're like coming in and then you're carrying like 20 bags of groceries. It literally felt like you grabbed them from my hands and you walked them in. So I came in from one of those first trips and I was just a zombie. And he goes, I'm anticipating your needs. I have sushi. I have a bottle of wine in the fridge. And we're just going to sit here in silence. And like, you kind of knew that I didn't want to talk, but I wanted to be next to you. And I wanted to eat sushi and have wine. So like, just that little action of knowing what I would need, it really helped. And you did that about 10 different times. And it did become funny because you were like, I'm anticipating your needs. And then you would just like hand me something.
I think at some point, like we were having so much fun with it, I would just open the door for you, which doesn't really count. And I would say, I'm anticipating your needs. I also want to correct you. It was a can of wine.
Okay, guys. And
by the way,
so good.
Canned wine freezes. You can leave it in your cupboard. It freezes in like 4 minutes.
Okay, so I went to Costco.
It freezes so
and
fast.
I got what? It's the Kim Crawford.
Yeah. Who's a dude, by the way.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Kim Crawford Sauve Blanc in cans. And I got him for like the summer thinking I would take him to the pool. And then I just like never went to the pool. And so I had these cans of wine and it's great wine. You put them in the freezer and then like within 6 minutes.
It's so fast. It's because it's so a thin can.
But guys, we're changing lives here, people.
Yeah.
Anyway, you did the same thing one time. I just had a really long day of conference calls and meetings, and I don't do well. And if you are in the space where you just do meetings all day, bless you. But you could tell I was zapped, and you're like, hey, I'm going to go get the kids. I'm going to take them to their sports stuff. I'll do the pickups. You just sit here and stare at TikTok. I'm like, you're right. That's exactly what I need right now. So it just really, you anticipating needs and using that phrase and pairing it with action really helped me. I just want to say thank you.
You're very sweet. And it really, I'm going to say it's the least I can do. And I could not, I really mean it. And I mean that in a very encouraging way, men or women who are out there. It's not that much work. It's not, I'm just saying, for me, let me just give you my perspective. It's not that much work. All you have to do is have a little bit of forethought. I'm going to quote the great Benoit Blanc from one of our top five movies of all time. It's my daughter's favorite movie. Yeah, Lola's favorite movie of all time is Knives Out. She loves Knives Out.
Such a good movie.
So Daniel Craig, who has like a foghorn, leghorn accent as the detective, which is funny because he's British. He has this line that I remember. I'm going to paraphrase it. I'm sure I'm going to get it wrong. It's like, the truth. Hang on. The truth is an arc. I project the terminus of the arc, and the truth falls willingly at my feet at the terminus.
I don't remember him saying this.
He's out at the fire with Marta. I've seen the movie 100. We've gone on these flights. I don't know why.
You just always watch
Knives
it.
Out's even better on an airplane.
I love it.
You know how like movies on airplanes are a little bit better with like one glass of wine
and then you elevation. Always, you always cry at movies on airplanes.
Oh my God, I cried during draft day. Do you guys know what draft day is about? It's not about the military draft. It's about the NFL draft. And it's got Kevin Costner. And I cried during draft. Well, because the guy is like, you know, he made all this money. He wanted to be the top pick and he worked really hard. But then I watched it. I watched it on regular elevation. I'm like, why did I cry at that movie? Okay.
Anyway, we've been flying a lot lately and they have the Christmas movies on Delta. And I did watch Elf. And Elf always makes me cry.
Elf made you cry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Elf made me cry. Knives Out doesn't make me cry, but I love it. It's like, it's way better in the air. And so he says, like, he the truth falls at his feet if he locates the terminus of the arc. So to me, anticipating needs for someone with ADHD who likes games and puzzles and challenges, I like to look into the future and solve the puzzle of where's this train headed? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And sometimes the train is headed to Panic Town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a frequent visitor to Panic Town.
And I have seen, like, I know the signs of a full-on panic attack. I know the signs of something lesser than, which is just exhaustion. And I know the signs of stress. And I think that you know them too. You do some great things for me as well. But that's really all I'm doing is kind of looking into the future and saying, like, not, I don't think the answer is making you talk about your feelings in that situation. Because I did try that and that didn't work.
That did not work.
I was like, hey, do you want to talk about this? And you super didn't want to talk about it. So I learned that maybe instead of those words, sometimes actions can be a little bit more useful.
Well, I think, first of all, I do need to say, like, just a public thank you for your support, and the way you supported me is wonderful. You're saying that it's the least you can do. It's super easy. I don't think you realize, and in relationships sometimes, people, and me too, can get so, like, their heads can go so far up their own butts that you don't.
Sure.
Just to, like, look around and notice your partner and notice something they may need. Like, the little tiniest efforts for a lot of people can be very hard.
Yeah.
So it's simple for you.
Well, maybe if you think of it this way, it's simple. Think of it. Look at where the train's headed. Like, just pay attention.
But also know that even something as simple as making your person a cup of coffee in the morning or get, like, that's hard for some people. And just, I think making those little efforts, though, makes a huge difference. And yeah, I think there was that one night you were listing all the things that I was dealing with. And I was like, this is not helping me.
You were not happy.
I was like, stop listing.
That was one of those nights, just for full transparency, I fell asleep with my arms on, like, I want you to imagine me, like, before they mummify a person, or it's the same way I looked when I heard my parents having sex and they were like 70 years old.
I mean, good on them.
I know,
Mary.
But it's like just a stiff board sleeping next to you, saying nothing.
Well, you were like, you've got a lot going on right now, babe. You've got this. You've got this.
Yeah, that wasn't the.
You've got. I'm like, stop talking.
I mean, I was trying to give you credit. But I obviously that was not what you needed. I know that you felt bad about the way that you responded, and we moved on very quickly. And that's fine. Like I said, you were going through a lot. Listen, I don't want this all to be about how awesome I am, because I think you've been anticipating my needs for a long time as well. And I, like, so we both have some examples. Mm-hmm. Did you already use all your examples?
Well, I could. I mean, but yes.
I've anticipated your needs.
No,
in those two ways. That's fine.
No, but you do it a lot. But no, I think I already know some of the examples you're going to use.
Oh, really?
There's, yes.
Okay, I want to hear what they are.
Well, how you always pack me a contact case and contact solution. Oh, that's when we travel.
Nice. Yeah, no, I do that. No, I'm not doing the stuff I do for you. I'm doing the stuff you do for me.
Oh no, I don't know what I do for you. I'm sorry.
Okay, I've got. There's quite a few things.
Okay.
See, I think that you do this pretty naturally as well. And we were just talking about how I was anticipating your needs, and a lot of them are in times where your mental health is at risk. Mm-hmm. Right, where anxiety could come and take over. And I think that's when it's at its most important. It doesn't always have to be during that. But as I was making my list, I was like, oh, this is when my mental health is coming at risk, because I struggle with an executive functioning delay, which mm-hmm. is my new term for ADHD. I don't like ADHD.
We're going to come up with a better name for
it. EFD, executive functioning delay. That's me. Because I can't do a bunch of things at once. I need to do one thing at a time.
Well, and delay, executive functioning.
It's work in progress. It's better than 80. It's better than three negative words in a row.
Executive functioning. We're going to come
disaster.
Up with okay.
Well, we had a host, and I'm embarrassed that I can't remember her name, but she gave me that suggestion for a name.
Yeah.
And I almost want to look her up and give her props for that, because she had that idea.
Yeah.
Okay. You anticipate my needs in short term and also very long term senses. Mm-hmm. I think short term, the closest thing to short term that happens all the time is, you know, that we're having to leave for somewhere and I have got to go and I'm going out the door and I'm going to forget something. So many times I get in the car and I'm like, oh crap, I have to go back in and get my phone. And you're like, I knew you were going to forget your phone. I've got it right here.
Oh,
you did that this morning. At 5:30 a.m. By the way,
we had an early call,
but you did that this morning for me. Like this morning you anticipated my needs.
Well, that's like grabbing your cell phone. That's
no,
not hard.
It's again, see, you're doing the same thing. You're saying this is easy. Right. It comes naturally to you because you're good at it, right? You do some stuff way down the road too. This is one of my favorite things you've done. You have bought, I don't know how much it costs. Don't tell me how much it costs. This like omega supplement that you give me every morning.
Oh yeah.
That is going to help lubricate my brain and slow the inflammation process that leads to dementia and Alzheimer's, because you know that my family has a history of that. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and here's the thing. That's not like, honey, I need you to eat this way. I need you to drink this way. I need you to
put it by the coffee.
You just put this thing and it doesn't taste like anything to me. And I just take it and you're anticipating my needs 40 years into the future, which I think is really cool.
I need you to hang out with me for like ever. Right. So,
but there's different ways to manage that. Like there's honey, I want you to eat lettuce and water for the rest of your life, which you know I won't do.
I won't do it.
Yeah, neither of us will. And then there's like little things like that. Hmm. And every time you give it to me, every morning that you give it to me, I think about what a selfless gesture that is and how considerate that is, and you're anticipating my needs. I've got some other stuff.
Tell me more nice things about me.
So you make me coffee in the morning when I've had a long night.
I have.
You make me coffee. And, you know, like if I have this propensity to play tennis until 11:30 at night, mm-hmm. which I love, and I'll never apologize for it. And then once I get done, I can't go to sleep for like an hour because I've been running around the court, rather than being like, boy, you're tired. And you make me coffee. You know, it's going to happen. On those same nights, you have a rule where if I get home past a certain time, I'm not coming in the room because I'm going to keep you awake. So you leave this little care package with a towel and some contacts and some saline solution and a toothbrush and some underwear, like at the top of the steps, which is the way of saying, I love you.
But go away.
But honestly, that's, you're anticipating my needs.
That's more me anticipating my needs, but I will take it.
No, I need hygiene. At night,
you and sleep in the same underwear you've been running around in.
I should have thought of that before I left. I knew I was going to be out late, and you don't say a word. You just leave it up there and like, here it is. And you knew that I needed that when I got home. I know that you're trying to delineate between what you think is just regular chores and what is really thoughtful. I'm telling you that what you're doing, because of my brain and how scattered it is sometimes, what you're doing is more than just a chore. It is a gesture of understanding what I need and anticipating it and doing it for me. And one very important thing about anticipating needs is expecting nothing in return.
Yeah, I guess that we should have hit on that earlier.
It's a gift.
There's no scorekeeping.
Yes, it's a gift.
Like it's not.
It shouldn't be, because it's really fun for the person who anticipates them.
Yeah, but I have to say though, Penn, I don't think you realize, like, I remember being, I dated this guy forever and he was terrible. But I know that, like, the minute he did anything nice, it was like,
you're welcome.
Yeah. And then, like, what are you going to do for me? Like, what do you, like, it's so, not every relationship does it so effortlessly.
How old is this guy?
I mean, I've known you for so long, so I was obviously much younger.
Yeah. All guys are idiots until they're 30.
That's not true. You weren't, I married you when you were, we met when,
I was 29.
Okay.
I got lucky. Catherine Hagel said that in an interview one time. It was like, guys are idiots until they're 30.
Well, there is science that, like, I think the whole frontal lobe doesn't fully form on
men.
Men take longer. I think it's like 24.
That's really funny.
But women, I mean, right in their 20s. I mean, that's why I, you know, not trying not to helicopter, but I try to explain to Lola because she's so grown up and she's doing great. She's doing great.
Meanwhile, the boys are like,
I'm like, I trust you, but also, like, you're going to make a dumb decision eventually because your brain isn't fully, like, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. And more importantly, the boys that you're with are even less developed than you are, their brains. It's true. No, I was an idiot as a ninth grader. I can't believe she's in ninth grade and there's boys in the same room with her trying to talk to her. I couldn't talk to anybody in ninth grade.
Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I've got more. I've got a long list. So I got the phone. I got the coffee. When it's time to pack for a trip, you know that I need to pack and I'm going to be late. So you bring my suitcase down for me, which is very sweet. I don't think it's passive aggressive at all. Like, I don't want to go upstairs to get it. I hate going to the attic. You bring my suitcase down. Love that.
That is me being passive aggressive going, for the love of God, if you don't pack, we're going to have to stop.
But you don't say that. You don't say that. You just bring, you're like, here's your suitcase.
Because here's what also happens is we land in a town, Penn has forgotten underwear, a belt, whatever. Like, I know we're gonna have to stop and
because
find
I pack
things.
In haste.
Yes, because you pack in haste. So I know we're gonna have to stop and I don't want to stop once we're there. So I just wanna go. That's more selfish.
By the way, we both pack like bleep holes.
Oh my God. That's our what term. Is our
like we don't know how to pack.
What
anymore.
Is our problem? We have a deficiency. Also, I'll say, I'm sorry, this podcast is all over the place. Since COVID hit and I'm doing nothing but wearing athleisure, I have forgotten how to wear actual clothes. And now that we're going out into the world and socializing and going to dinners and stuff, I don't know what to wear ever. And so when I pack, oh my, and then we went to my...
Do you know why I'm laughing?
Why?
Because of what we wore out to dinner after the funeral. Kim finally got done with his funeral. And I'll say it again. She was fantastic at his funeral. It was like, it was basically like a second mother of hers who passed. And it was, she was with her in hospice and she was part of, like, she and I, like, she read at the funeral. I was exhausted because I got asked to, like, and I didn't mind doing it because I love me, Mom, but I got asked to, like, MC the wake. And so that I was, like, a little bit, like, stressed. So there's a lot of stress off of us when it was done. Mm-hmm. And so we left our kids at the hotel.
Because the kids were tired.
Yeah. And we're like, let's go to the beach because we're all by the beach. Let's go have dinner at the beach. So we get it. We walked out
and
we're in the lobby and we look at each other.
And we're like, what?
Kim said, kept the dress on from the funeral.
Because I didn't bring anything else. And I put this really unattractive boxy sweater over it.
It didn't match at all.
It did. It was like,
it was snake print. And your dress was flowery.
But then also it was kind of chilly. So then I had like a tiny jean jacket over it. So it was like puffy sweater, tiny jean jacket, sneakers, which are fine.
I was wearing like 8-inch inseam shorts from Bonobos that usually go with like a fancy shirt. I didn't have any fancy shirts, so I had the 8-inch inseam shorts with a teal-colored long-sleeve Lululemon rayon gym shirt.
Not rayon, but yes, whatever, like a gym shirt, yes.
And then brown loafers with tassels on them.
And then your,
'cause I didn't have any other shoes.
And then your ADHD sweatshirt. I think was
that's right, and it was not as long as the Lulu shirt, so the teal was sticking out of the bottom.
It doesn't sound as bad as we're describing it, but to look at us,
we just looked at each other and started laughing openly.
Like,
at each
what
other.
Are we even wearing right now? And so that to that point is, I feel like
We went to a really nice restaurant.
We went to a nice restaurant and we rolled up looking real weird because we don't, I mean.
We don't anticipate our own needs.
We don't. And I was like, what the heck? I give up. Just stop. But it was beautiful. It was nice. And we did ditch our kids in the hotel room because they just wanted to eat hotel treats or worse.
I've got one more of these and you can cut this out if you want to. I don't know. You do seem to anticipate when I'm like, overdue for mommy daddy time, when I'm like, this has gone on for far enough. I know we haven't been really busy, but like there's like the day when I'm like, okay, I need to do something. You say something.
I think this,
and I don't know if you're feeling the same way or if you're like, oh god, my husband's gonna explode. No, I don't know which one it is.
Feeling the same way.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
so maybe we're just on the same calendar,
right?
And let me just get this straight, I'm not talking about like a month here.
Like no,
it's a
no.
very. It no. takes me a very short amount of time before I become irritable.
I feel like that's probably TMI, but I guess we've talked about the sexy time stuff on here.
Yeah,
you're doing the paper thing.
It's a long way away from the microphone, babe.
Okay, I know, but I hear.
I anticipated your needs, and I held it far away when I was crinkling it. This is an example of overusing that term.
See,
don't overuse the term, but you can't do it enough times. You can't anticipate someone's needs.
I was going to say, I thought you were talking about mommy daddy.
Also
time.
That. Can't I mean, do it.
You can. Could.
You could get an infection, but but you can't anticipate someone's needs. You know what? This is one of my favorite podcasts.
We were up so early
I know.
That now we're like punch drunk.
Are you drunk? I'm a little drunk. I'm a little drunk on no sleep.
You can do it too much. I'll just say that.
You can. But I love the label. No,
that's an inside joke. Okay, we need to stop talking now.
Yeah.
Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for leaving voicemails. I love listening to them. We'll see. If you don't see us on the internet anymore, it's because Chris at Google.
It's because Chris at Google called me and he's like, sir, hang on. I sent him an email. Do you want to see if he wrote back?
Yeah, let's see what he wrote back. And he's like, or what? Maybe he's trying to like track you down to like get your car's extended warranty or something.
It didn't sound like a good news
but he
type
said
of
your, But he
voicemail.
Said your name.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like spam.
I've got no responses yet.
I mean, we sent it 14 minutes ago.
I'm still waiting to hear back from Chris at Google.
He said your name. He's like, hey, Penn.
Listen, I don't want this phone line to be the utility company making sure that I've paid my bill. Although I actually would like to know that.
Yeah, I'd like to know before they cut us off.
You know what? That's fine. So if I haven't paid my bill somewhere, please call this number also.
You've paid your bills.
Yeah, we're good. We can stop now.
Thanks for joining us on whatever in the heck this was.
Hang on. I love these kinds of podcasts.
Me too.
And I love you. And I just burped a little in my mouth. I love you. And sorry, I just didn't get much sleep. Thank you for anticipating my needs.
What does sleep have to do with burping?
Oh, God, everything. It's oxygen. I don't know. Because I took a little nappy beforehand and I'm just getting back up.
Guys, you know something I'm doing in December? I'm trying to get outside every single day because my mental health in the winter, not ideal. And so instead of taking a nap, I wanted to take a nap because I got up at 4 a.m.
It's not like you.
I went for a run.
Yeah.
And I feel great.
I took a nap. I feel drunk.
Okay, love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.